From where I live in rural Tennessee, the thought of going into another lockdown just seems flat out crazy. It's hard to believe that's a thing that anyone anywhere would actually have to deal with, when you see life rolling along pretty much normally here as it has been for many months now. There's practically a 0% chance that many around here would take a new COVID-related lockdown seriously. When you're living like this, it's hard to imagine that any place would go that route now after last year's culture and economy-wrecking disaster, especially in light of what we know now about coronavirus, including the now widely acknowledged and very real possibility that COVID is a government-made product produced in a government-run lab in Wuhan. With the health risks now more clearly understood and the virus-friendly playbook of power-mad totalitarian wannabes having been brought out into the light for all to see, who would possibly put up with lockdown 2.0? While there are some who are still operating in full lemming mode in accordance with elite abuser class dictates aimed at securing Orwellian levels of control through coronavirus, there is now a huge tidal wave of resistance or rebellion building against the COVID lockdown friendly narratives that are amazingly still being cranked out by dinosaur media and big tech. For one thing, I think it's important to note the positive aspects of this push for lockdown 2.0, beginning with two major points that are becoming more significant by the day. Number one, the whole thing absolutely reeks of desperation. And number two, it's just not selling anymore, at least nowhere near as effectively as it did a year ago. Very few thinking adults are buying into the logic that another lockdown would be wise and productive. Heck, most who were willing to tolerate the first lockdown now see that one as a total disaster. And while they might be willing to give a little leeway to some officials who might have got caught up in the frenzy, there are no such excuses and there is no such leeway to be had this time around. This time, it just stinks of a naked grab for power in spite of what we know about COVID rather than because of any actual threat caused by the actual virus. And this commitment of the elite abuser class to still, even in this context, pitch lockdown 2.0 anyway in spite of all that we now know only highlights the desperation of those abusers. Massive marches are happening all over Europe and elsewhere. France, Germany, Greece, the list goes on, and these are not small-time events. They are marches of many thousands and tens of thousands of people who are fed up with the elite abuser class and simply aren't going to take it anymore. This is, of course, causing said elite abuser class to flip out more by the minute as the rebellion builds, which will likely result in more flagrant grabs for power and more egregious suppression of dissent by the elite abuser class and its tools in government, big tech, and dinosaur media, but that is unlikely to do anything but inspire the rebellion to even greater growth and pushback against the totalitarian wannabes and their suck-ups who are trying to use COVID to usher in a great cultural and economic reset, which will, among other things, have us, in their own words, quote, owning nothing and supposedly being happy about it, while in fact they own everything and enjoy life from a position of complete control and dominance over you, me, and the rest of the masses. This is what makes them the elite abuser class or the elite predator class. Fortunately, the masses are seeing that more and more clearly with each passing day and each desperate grab for power that these people make. That's why the Great Rebellion is on, and that's why the Great Rebellion will ultimately win. If you appreciate this perspective and want a deeper dive into subjects like this, please subscribe to the channel and sign up for the weekly newsletter at HellraiserReport.com.